A word of warning. What follows includes harrowing testimony and graphic descriptions of human rights violations.
He was unknown to the security police at Vlakplaas near Pretoria until they were told to make a plan with him. Several banning orders, long days in detention and a spell on Robben Island had failed to break his spirit and crush his fight against apartheid. He was Griffiths Mxenge, the human rights lawyer who vigorously defended ANC comrades. So they abducted, stabbed and hammered him to death at Umlazi, south of Durban, in November 1981. 15 years later, in October 1996, three of Mxenge's awaiting trial murderers appeared before the Amnesty Committee in Durban. They were Dirk Coetzee, Armand Nofomela, and David Chikalanga. Although they had already broken their oath of silence on the apartheid government's death squad 7 years earlier, they had never buried their skeletons. Angie Kapalianis and Dumisani Shange report.
I don't think I will ever be able to put it behind me because I'll have to drag those corpses with me till the day I die. I will have to live with that, whether it's in jail, whether it's out of jail. I will have to live with that. That's a problem for me and that I will have to face. But you've got to reap what you've sowed.
Dirk Coetzee is a product of apartheid Afrikanerdom. His dream is to be selected to an elite corps of the armed forces, the security police. And for this dream, he's prepared to die and to kill. In August 1980, he arrives at a beautiful farm that now has a tainted past, Vlakplaas. This is where the security police convert freedom fighters into their very own soldiers, Askaris. In just more than a year, Dirk Coetzee and his hit squad sow a trail of destruction and death for the apartheid government. One of the ghosts in that trail is Griffiths Mxenge.
The decision was made by Brigadier van der Hoeven from Port Natal Security Police. And he told me that he was a thorn in the flesh because he acted as instructing lawyer for all ANC cadres. And he stuck by the law, so they couldn't get to him. I never heard of the name before until that day when I was instructed to make a plan with Griffith Mxenge. It means one thing only, get rid of the guy, kill him. Nothing else but murder him, kill him.
The oral instruction is specific. Don't kill him with a gun and don't let him disappear.
That was the instruction. Make it look like a robbery. So the only other way out was knives, stab him, rob some of his stuff or take some of his stuff to make it look like a robbery. I organized for the knives. I poisoned the meat for the dogs so that to give them an option.
When Griffiths Mxenge wakes up to his screaming children, he finds his watchdog squirming to death on chunks of meat that Dirk Coetzee has laced with strychnine. An ominous sign that leaves him on edge. But still he puts in a hard day's work at his law firm. When he calls it a day, Durban is snugly wrapped in a blanket of mist and drizzle. Stranded in the road below his house is a grey bucky with an open bonnet. And waiting for him are the Askaris.
Brian Ngulungwa was picked because he was the Zulu and knew the area and knew the language. And he's dead. They killed him because he was on the verge, as it came out in the Gina Kok trial, of wanting to spill the beans and support me. David Chikalanga I've known since 1973. He worked for me and I helped him joining the police, and he was on Vlakplaas, so a well-trusted guy. Almond Nofumela was a sober guy, a fit guy, a tiger if it comes to guts. If we've got to do something, Almond won't hesitate. He's got guts. And Joma Masella was the super fit, killer instinct, didn't smoke, didn't drink at all. And if you look at that results that was left there, you could see, absolute killer. He just never stops. I mean, that's the same way with his gun.
At the Umlazi Stadium, the pack pounces on Griffiths Mxenge. They tear into him viciously with three Okapi knives, a hunting knife, and a wheel spanner.
Chikalanga stabbed first, and he couldn't get the knife out of the chest of Mlengwe.
To tell the truth, I stabbed once by that knife, which remained in the body, and I was unable to remove it from the body.
David Chikalanga.
I stabbed first in front of him.
Then apparently Mlengwe took the knife out himself and started chasing them with a knife. And that is apparently when Almond knocked him down with a wheel spanner, and the stabbing frenzy started between Almond and Joe.
Andrew Wilson.
Can you give any reason why he was stabbed so many times?
Almond Nofemela.
The reason I suspect is that all the time he was not falling to the ground, he was fighting.
He fought to save his own life, didn't he?
That is correct, sir.
Did he have any weapon?
No, not that I know of.
Where were you in all this?
Drinking and driving around Durban, partying and waiting for the rendezvous time to come up and meet them and say, is everything still okay? Nothing funny happened? Okay, so one big party.
While they are feasting, Griffiths Mlengwe's wife is sick with worry. Victoria Mlengwe even phones Brigadier Jan van der Werffen, who's being baying for her husband's blood. He assures her that his men haven't detained her husband. Then she finds Griffiths Mlengwe's corpse in the government mortuary. 45 lacerations and stab wounds pierce his body, lungs, liver and heart. His throat is slashed, his ears are practically cut off, and his stomach is ripped open. Victoria Mlengwe fights back her tears and vows to see justice done. But she never does, because she too is taken out 4 years later, possibly by another hit squad.
Rudolf Janssen.
What is your present attitude towards what you did?
An extreme mixed emotions of anger, deep-seated anger, for allowing me to get involved with this nonsense, humiliation, embarrassment, and the helplessness of a pathetic, I'm sorry for what I've done. What else can I offer them? A pathetic nothing. So, in all honesty, I don't expect the Mlengwe family to forgive me, because I don't know how I ever in my life would be able to forgive a man like Dirk Coetzee if he's done to me what I've done to them.
Dirk Coetzee is right. The Mlengwe family cannot forgive him for what he and his askaris did to Griffiths Mlengwe. The most senior family member is Mhleli Mlengwe.
I felt even more bitter because he does not show any signs of remorse. It is as if, you know, he really feels that it was an achievement to do what he did.
How do you expect him to show remorse?
In fact, I don't expect remorse. In fact, I could answer that question if he has been to a court of law, if he has been convicted and charged, you know. I'm therefore totally opposed to granting of amnesty to Dirk Coetzee, Chikalanga and Almond Nofemela. And this would be a travesty of justice.
Shortly after Dirk Coetzee, Almond Nofemela and David Chikalanga testify for amnesty, KwaZulu-Natal Attorney General Tim McNally drags them to court. There they are found guilty of murdering Griffiths Mlengwe. But 3 days before sentencing, on the 4th of August 1997, truth defeats justice. Dirk Coetzee, Almond Nofemela and David Chikalanga get amnesty and breathe a huge sigh of relief for now.